tell Mrs. Mason the full story.
Yes, and she stayed with Edward. But the boy was cunning. She was afraid. She didn't want to disobey you, Bob, but she had to.
She had a duplicate key.
See, she hid us away. Then you came home so early.
And the good lady was thrown into panic.
Oh, my dear. Can you ever forgive me?
That's not important.
What?
What matters is what we do now. With the boy. What will you do with your son, Bob?
I think a year at sea would be my prescription for dear little Master Jackie.
You really think that would do any good?
He practiced on the spaniel, of course. Had to make sure of a lethal dose.
What sort of twisted mind is that?
Twisted is the very word. You saw the baby. Splendid child, full of health and beauty. A constant reminder of his own weakness.
Yes, but to try to kill him...
It's entirely possible the stepmother would have been next.
You know, I sometimes wish I didn't move in these circles. What would my life have been like, do you suppose, if I hadn't met you?
You're the writer, Watson. Exercise your imagination.
Doesn't bear thinking about.
No, I didn't think it would.
Holmes.
My dear fellow.
About this giant rat.
The Sussex Vampire. Sherlock Holmes was played by Clive Medicine and Dr. Watson by Michael Williams. With Michael Troughton as Robert Ferguson and Alexandra Bastido as Elizabetta Ferguson. Jackie Ferguson was played by Sam Crane and Mrs. Mason by Tina Gray. The violinist was Leonard Friedman. The Sussex Vampire was dramatized for radio by Bert Cools and directed by Enid Williams.